I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Former President Omar al-Bashir built Sudan's reputation as an oppressive, bloodthirsty nation. And even after his removal, Bashir remains a key part of the new Sudan's future. World Mission's Greg Kelly tells us,
for the process of healing really to begin, Omar al-Bashir needs to be held accountable. I mean, we're talking about the most brutal dictator in the lifetime of any of your listeners. 300,000 people dying, well over 2 million people being displaced. All of that blood is on that guy's hands. There's very few individuals, particularly in the South, who their family has not been affected.
World Mission supports Sudanese Christians, and you can too. We'll explain how at missionnews.org.
There's a lot of people that love Jesus in this part of the world, but they haven't been properly equipped.
And a new Christian in Afghanistan gets the training he needs, while a small group of believers in China meet online every morning for devotions. They are both part of Sammy Tippett Ministries' new WhatsApp program that allows Christians to remotely participate in small groups. Already, over 650 groups have started in 46 countries. Sammy Tippett says,
we're off to a great start, and we're very excited about it, that we're going to be able to reach many, many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people around the world with the gospel, and also not only reach them, but disciple them after they come to Christ.
Tippett says the goal is to train new leaders in each group so that they will start their own groups and the program will spread. Pray that Christ would be glorified throughout the world because of this program. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.